Larry Dubose, as we welcome into the studio Bill E. Stitt, owner of Billy's in Fairhope on 181, and here to talk about an event that you're doing. Good morning, Billy. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Always happy to be here.
Well, there is an event I saw online, and then you approached me and sent it to me, called the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride. And it's basically a classic and vintage motorcycle ride for men's health.
That's exactly right.
But I kept looking for a location and didn't see one.
Well, this has been going on since 2011, 2012 worldwide. The Mobile Ride will start at Rosie's 1901 Garage on Halls Mill Road in Mobile around 9:30 Sunday, May 19th. And it will just ride through scenic downtown Mobile, through the old tunnel, across the causeway, and then down scenic 98 to the Fairhope Pier for a photo op. And then we'll end up at Billy's Restaurant and Billy's Bacon, where it will be 50 to 100 riders dressed in their period time dress and decor, dressing dapper, of course. And all riding vintage and classic styled motorcycles. It'll be really, really cool.
It sounds like it. And you say this is worldwide because on this one day, there are men all over the world that are going to be participating.
900 cities.
Wow.
And this started from a guy down in Australia that just got some guys together to dress real dapper and ride some cool old motorcycles and raise some money to help somebody. And then it just progressed from city to city to city around Australia, and now it's a worldwide gig, and huge sponsors, and it raises money to promote men's mental health through Movember, which is the month where, you know, we all try to help each other out, and then to fight prostate cancer. And I couldn't think of a better cause to get involved in, and it's a lot of fun too. So
I see you're wearing your Triumph t-shirt this morning. So I guess one of the requirements is to own a classic or vintage motorcycle.
Or ride. There's a lot of people that don't own them that are riding other people's bikes. And there's a lot of guys out there that have multiple bikes that love to get them ridden. So this
right.
is, if you're a licensed rider, this is a good opportunity to help your buddies keep their bikes active.
Interesting. Yeah. You do have to keep them moving, don't you?
Got to keep them moving, just like people. You know, when you set up, they don't do well.
So this is Sunday, May 19th. So I was thinking at first that you were just a solo guy, but you've got a group of folks that
right.
that will do this together.
Yes, we have close to 50 people registered in this area already, and really, really excited. It's fun to look at the site, the DGR.com or DistinguishedGentlemen'sRide.com, and you can see images and videos of cities worldwide where just really cool folks are just riding through their community at a slow pace in a group, you know, trying to raise funds.
And it does look very cool. Yeah. I was going to ask you, though, how are you raising money? It's
okay.
almost like a walkathon, if you will, where you get sponsors, right?
It is. I set a goal of $2,000. I'm at around $1,100 already. And you can quickly just go to the site or find any of my pages and or click the QR code and, you know, $5, $10, or whatever you feel, and it all goes straight to the cause. And it's really pretty amazing, you know, the software they have that for fundraising is one of the best things I've ever seen out there, and the promotions that they're doing. And but I would love any help I could get out there from people that would throw a few bucks our way and help me reach my goal. The Mobile, Alabama is, you know, we're always competing against other cities. So Birmingham has a ride. Montgomery has a ride. It should be pretty sharp.
I started typing in Distinguished Gentleman, and before I could finish, it popped up, and I selected 2024, Distinguished Gentleman's Ride. And this is amazing. I mean, England, Italy, Australia, Argentina, Spain.
Right. It's wild. It's connecting me with people all over the world. And it just, you know, motorcycling is so interesting. And there are people from all walks of life that are into it. And it's just, you know, goes back to, you know, 1800s and, you know, early 1900s, just the engineering behind it and the fascination of, you know, riding on two wheels. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been into it?
You know, as a kid, I did dirt bikes and rode those a good bit, and then off and on had scooters and stuff like that, and just, I guess, my whole life, and just really found it as an opportunity to... I noticed every day at the restaurant I would have, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10 motorcycles out in the driveway in the parking lot, and they just kept coming. And then, you know, we started this bike night, and then just now it's unbelievable amounts of people that, you know, they're traveling around the country, and they're looking for an interesting place to stop, and they want to go to a place that, you know, that welcomes riders, and mm-hmm. that's what we are. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
And so what is it? The year and make and model of your bike. Tell us about your bike.
It's a new one, but it's a classic style, vintage look, 2024 Triumph Scrambler 400X. It's a really, really cool bike, not expensive, just, but it was, the Scramblers kind of came about in the 60s and 70s when they had dirt bikes only and road bikes only, and the guys were just like, let's scramble the parts together so we can have something where we can go a little bit on-road, a little bit off-road.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. But you'll see, you know, bikes from the 20s, 30s, and 40s in this ride. And it will be really, really cool. And if you, you know, stand out on Scenic 98 or get down at the pier Sunday, May 19th, and you'll see us all roll in. Or join us at the restaurant when we pull in. We're going to have a big tent set up with a celebration to welcome all the riders as they pull in with, you know, pimento cheese sandwiches and punch, and it'll be fun, and everybody will be dressed all dapper, and guys will have their mustaches all waxed up. It should be pretty cool.
It sounds like it. So tell us the route again, where it starts in Mobile, and the route for those listening that might want to get a peek.
Okay, so it starts at a place called Rosie's 1901 Garage on Halls Milmer Road. I didn't know anything about this place until a few years ago, and I started reading about it, and I was like, man, I got to go there. And so it starts there, and then we'll meet at 8, and we'll have a nice, you know, introduction and get everybody, make sure they're safe and doing the right stuff. And then we'll leave about 9:30, and then we'll travel down Government Street underneath the Oaks, then through the scenic downtown Mobile, through the old tunnel, across the causeway, come up through Spanish Fort, across Interstate 10, and then immediately cut over onto Scenic 98 through downtown Daphne.
Mm-hmm.
And then underneath the Oaks all the way to the clock in Fairhope, and then we'll cut down to the pier where we'll stop for a photo op.
At what time do you think that?
I would say 10:30 or so.
Okay.
Or 10:15 at the pier, and then we should then cruise right down through downtown Fairhope that morning, and then end up at Billy's restaurant about. Between 10:30 and 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be a sight to see.
Yeah. And we're not going fast. It's not a race. And it's not an individual event. It's a fundraiser, and it would be really fun to see. You know, nothing would make me happier than to see a bunch of our locals standing out there with signs saying, you know, we support you and all that kind of fun stuff.
And what do they use the proceeds for? I know we talk about supporting men's mental health as well as prostate cancer awareness.
Well, that was a big thing for me. If I wanted to be involved with something, I wanted to make sure it was going to a real cause. And after a lot of research, it goes to the fund called Movember. And that is a huge organization that is worldwide that it promotes men's mental health. There's a lot of organizations out there that, you know, that support different things, but this one I have found to be great. And then the other is to fight prostate cancer. So those two things go hand in hand, and I think it's a pretty high statistic in regards to how many people battle prostate cancer. I had no idea it was that high.
Right. I'm looking on the website, Men's Mental Health, Suicide Prevention, Veterans and First Responders Programs.
Right.
Prostate Cancer Research, Biomedical Research, and more.
That's exactly right. And so all the funds go to any of those pretty much worldwide.
Okay. Yeah. So if everyone, whomever is interested, if you can just start Googling Distinguished Gentleman or the exact website, as you mentioned earlier, gentlemansride.com. Gentlemansride.com. Of course, they can reach out to you, Billy, at the restaurant.
That's right.
You want to give a phone number or email or anything for that?
Of course. Anyone can call me at 251-209-2129.
209-2129.
That's right. Call or text me. Or you can email me at Bill E, that's B-I-L-L-E, at B-I-L-L-E-S.com.
Billy at billys.com. And I have the information and a link on the WABF Radio Facebook page for this worldwide ride on May 19th. This sounds super cool. I hope I get to see y'all.
You just step right up the corner and you'll see
us ride right by. That's right.
Yeah.
Sunday, May 19th. All right. Anything else you want to mention?
Just happy to be here and appreciate all y'all do to get the word out around our community, all that's going on.
Thank you.
Positive and struggles, and you do a great job, you know, helping our community.
Thank you. We appreciate you as well. Billy Stitt with Billy's Bacon and Restaurant on 181. It is now 8:33 and 82 degrees. Local community news and announcements coming up next.